You want the best B2B sales prospecting tips and techniques? Well, I've got all of that for you, plus so much more on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hey now, I'm Dave Lorenzo, the godfather of growth, and today we're talking about B2B sales processing tips and techniques. Number one, the first thing you need to know is that if you're looking to grow your sales, you want great B2B tips and techniques. Well, the first thing to do is call everybody you know. This is so simple, yet it is the most overlooked strategy in sales today. Simply reach out to everyone, and I mean everyone you know. Call your Uncle Herb, call your Aunt Betty, call your friends, call your family, call all of your prospects, call all of your clients, check in with them and see how they're doing, see what problems you can solve for them. Let's face it, you're in professional services, so am I. We solve problems for a living, but people don't know we're ready, willing, and able to help them if we don't tell them. So you want money, you wanna bring money in the door today, you wanna sell something today, call everybody you know, check in with them, see how they're doing, don't offer to sell, ask them what problems they have, and tell them you wanna help them. What does this mean? How does this go? What does it look like? Here's your script. Pick up the phone, you call them up. Hey Herb, how's it going? It's Dave. I'm so glad to talk to you. I'm just checking in to see how you're doing. What's new? Oh, tell me about business. How's business going for you? Oh, really? How are you gonna finish the year? You gonna finish the year strong? You gonna finish the year weak? What's going on next year? What are you looking forward to? Oh, I see. What are your goals? Oh, that's great. Hey, you know, I think I know somebody I can connect you to. Would you like some help reaching your goal? Let me make a call for you. Let me connect you with someone. I know you'd do the same for me. Simple, easy, effective. They're gonna ask you what they can do for you. You tell them about your hot new product, you tell them about your hot new service, and you're off to the races. Or they may actually tell you they have a problem that you can solve. So Herb, you told me that you want to increase your revenue. Guess what? I have a great new program. It's called my 6-week sales sprint. I want you to look at it because I think it could really help you. Would you like some help achieving your goal? Oh, you would. Well, here's what you need to do. I'm gonna send you an email, click on that link, join me for my sales sprint, and you'll increase your revenue by 20% in the next 6 weeks. If you can help them solve a problem immediately, you're gonna make a sale. If you can help them, but you know somebody who can help them, you're gonna connect them with someone and you'll get a referral in the process. So step number one, call everybody you know and offer to help. Step number two, reach out to your prospects and offer to do a learn at lunch for free. That's right. All you need to do is go to your local deli, get a platter of cold cuts, bring it into your client's office or bring it into your prospect's office and do an education session for 10 or 15 people while they're eating their lunch. Now, you don't want to travel or you're concerned about a pandemic or some disease, you can do it virtually. Offering to do a learn at lunch is fantastic, and here's what it does. It keeps you top of mind, it helps position you as an expert, and it gives them something to think about as far as the next steps in your relationship. I've done a learn at lunch for several of my prospects 3 times a year for the last 2 years. They know me as an expert. When they're ready, when they're willing, and when they're able, they're gonna reach out to me to do training as a paid subscription at some point in the future. Until then, I'm gonna keep educating them, I'm gonna keep helping them, I'm gonna keep asking them to work with me, and when they're ready, they will. Learn at lunch is a great thing. You should be doing at least 2 of these a month, every month of the year, 24 times each year. If you do 24 times each year a learn at lunch, you will get at least 6 new clients guaranteed. The third thing you should do for B2B sales prospecting, if you wanna get business in the door quickly, is you need to pass 1 referral every day. So each day you're connecting 2 new people each day, over and over and over again. If you only do it on business days, you're doing 20 referrals a month. That's 40 different people you're touching and 40 different people you're delivering value to. What you can expect in return is you can expect at least 5 or 6 referrals to come back. Because you're passing referrals, people are gonna pass referrals back to you. So if you pass 40, you'll get at least 5 or 6 back each month. Of those 5 or 6, 2 or 3 of them will be ideal clients. That's 2 or 3 brand new clients. If your average sale is $10,000, you're gonna make $30,000 a month just from passing referrals. It can't get any easier. It's like falling out of a boat and hitting water. You can't make it any simpler than that. It's brain dead simple. Pass one new referral every day, each business day. That's 40 people a month you're touching, and you'll get 5 or 6 referrals back. Step number 4, if you want to put your B2B sales process in overdrive, you want more prospecting techniques, more prospecting tips, here's number 4 for you. Letters, cards, and handwritten notes. Every day, I want you to write a card or a handwritten note or a letter to someone, either thanking them for something they've done, offering to introduce them to somebody else, or just reaching out to say, hey, how you doing? Give me a call, I'd love to catch up with you. Why am I telling you to send out a letter, send out a card, send out a handwritten note? Because snail mail, old-fashioned mail, still works. People get a lot of junk in their email. It used to be back in the 80s and 90s, people would get a lot of junk in the mailbox. Now, that's all gone. They're getting junk in their email inbox. You can reach them by using snail mail, old-fashioned mail. Write a letter, write a card, write a handwritten note every day, at least one of those every day. Drop them in the mail. Watch what happens. People will reach out to you, go, Dave, thank you so much for the card. What's going on in your business? How can I help you? By demonstrating to other people that you're concerned about them, you will get back a lot of concern on your own. One or two people will reach out to you every week. They'll want to refer business to you. It's brain dead simple. Letters, cards, handwritten notes, step number 4. Step number 5, become an object of interest. Hey now, I became the godfather of growth. And you know why I became the godfather of growth? Forget about how. I became the godfather of growth because it's interesting. People say to me, Dave, you're the godfather of growth? What does that mean? It means I make you an offer you can't refuse. That was terrible. It was a pathetic imitation of the godfather. I don't have the cheeks. I don't have the ability to make the voice. But I focus on relationships and I focus on doing favors for other people so that they, in turn, will reciprocate and do favors for me. That's how I became the godfather of growth. And the godfather of growth, that moniker itself, is interesting. I want you to become an object of interest. Be a little quirky, be a little eccentric. Make some videos that will get people interested in you and learning more about you. That will differentiate you from your competitors. There are other people out there who teach sales stuff. None of them is as interesting as I am, and that's why I'm the godfather of growth. And now the godfather has an offer you can't refuse. That's right, I got something for you for free. I wanna give you my revenue roadmap guide. That's right. Go to this website right now, revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. When you enter your contact information in that website, you'll be able to download my free guide to growing your business. This is a sales and marketing plan like no other. It's absolutely free for you for being one of my subscribers here on YouTube. Just go out to revenueroadmapguide.com, enter your contact info right now, and you can get your free guide to growing your business just like that. Blink of an eye, super quick. My name is Dave Lorenzo, I'm here every day. If you want another great video on B2B sales prospecting, it's filling in right below me. You gotta click on that video right now because I can't wait to see you there.